الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to our new program Good Habits and Bad Habits. This is such a program inshallah that during the course of this program we will be listening to which habits should exist inside us and which habits we should refrain from inshallah azza wa jal. And today's topic is a very unique topic. And I've chosen this topic very specially. Why? Because it's such a thing that before we do anything, we should always try to recite this. Now there might be someone watching at this moment in time. Maybe you've guessed what should we recite before doing anything. Inshallah azza wa jal. Very shortly, I will be coming onto the topic inshallah azza wa jal. But as MashaAllah, you see on Madani channel that before any program starts, Alhamdulillah, we recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And MashaAllah, the Muballigh also mentions a blessing of reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is a beauty of Madani channel and MashaAllah, it continues to motivate us to recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And dear viewers, no doubt, Durood e Paak is such a blessed action that if you recite it inshallah, it will give you tranquility. It will give you peace inshallah azza wa jal. In the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, on Madani channel you've heard on a regular basis, and especially if you've attended the Ishtimaat, the gatherings of Dawat-e-Islami, you would have heard this slogan, Sallu al-Habib. What is the meaning of Sallu al-Habib? Why is this consistently mentioned on Madani channel and in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami? The meaning of Sallu al-Habib is recite Durood e Paak upon the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So recite Durood e Paak upon the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And dear viewers, if you just look a short time back, maybe 60, 70 years, maybe 100 years, this slogan, Sallu alal Habib, would constantly be said. And especially, you know, when there was an argument between two people or more people, there was an argument happening. To cool down the situation, the people that would come and they would say, Sallu alal Habib, recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by the virtue of just saying this slogan, this would calm down the argument. This would calm down the people that were fighting with each other. No doubt, reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this gives you peace. This will cool the situation down and it will cool you down inshallah azza wa jal. So constantly in our life, on a daily basis, we should try to recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine to yourself, you know, we've heard that beautiful narration that the Durood e Paak that we recite, Alhamdulillah, this is presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, today if you're going to send a letter to a famous person, there's no guarantee that a letter will get to that famous person. But on the other hand, you'll only send one letter, maybe the second letter. After the third letter, you will not send any more letters. Why? Because it doesn't look right. You keep sending a person a letter. But dear viewers, how much time do you recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You recite salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will be presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a famous narration that there's an angel who is near the roza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the role of this angel? The role, the responsibility of this angel is throughout the whole world, if anybody recites Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this angel presents that Durood e Paak in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so-and-so and the son of so-and-so has recited Durood e Paak upon you. Meaning that your name and your father's name is mentioned in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So dear viewers, with this enthusiasm, with this passion, recite Durood e Paak on a daily basis. Recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with passion. Inshallah azza wa jal, our Durood e Paak will reach the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And another beautiful narration talking about our Durood e Paak reaching the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that normal days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday and Sunday, our name and our father's name is told by the angel in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in narrations that Durood e Paak you recite on a Friday, on Jummah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually listens to this Durood e Paak. Allahu Akbar. So normal days, our name and our father's name is presented in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the day of Friday, the night of Jummah, the day of Jummah, you recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will actually listen to that Durood e Paak inshallah. So dear viewers, with this tashhud, inshallah, keep reciting the Durood-e Pak. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, the scholars, the ulama have told us that at least on a daily basis, 313 times, recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's now, with muhabbat, with love, let's recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, so I just mentioned a short while ago that we're going to be speaking about such a topic today that before any action we do, we should try to recite this, inshallah. Maybe most of you may have guessed, and maybe you've guessed correctly, inshallah, we'll find out in a short while. And maybe someone doesn't know what to recite before doing a permissible action. What is this action that we should do? What is this thing that we should recite? This is reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There are many countless blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before performing a permissible action, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And during the course of today's episode, we will be learning about the blessings of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every permissible action. And we will also be listening to before which action we should not recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, in today's episode, this is something that we will be discussing. Dear viewers, think to yourself, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. How long does it take to recite? Maybe 3 seconds. Maximum. It will take you 5 seconds to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. How easy it is. It's very easy to say this. But dear viewers, let me tell you the reward of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It's mentioned the person who recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim once, then you know what the reward is? The reward is that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you 76,000 good deeds. How is this possible? Because for each letter, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, by the mercy of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal grants you 4,000 good deeds. So each letter of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you get 4,000 good deeds. Now there are 19 letters in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Times 4 by 19. This will equal 76,000, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim once. The reward of this is that Allah Azza wa Jal will give you 76,000 good deeds, inshallah. And it doesn't end there. No, it does not end there. Further on, it's mentioned in narrations that once you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 76,000 of your sins are forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim takes you 3 to 5 seconds maximum. But dear viewers, 76,000 good deeds, 76,000 of your sins are forgiven. And no, it is not only in there. Further, it's mentioned in narrations that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will elevate your rank by 76,000 times. Allahu Akbar. Look at the mercy of Allah. Look how easy it is in Islam to perform good deeds, to get reward, to get our sins forgiven, to get our rank elevated by just reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah will grant us 76,000 good deeds. Our 76,000 sins will be forgiven. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, by the mercy of Allah, our 76,000, our rank will be elevated by 76,000 times. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, I'm going to recite here, inshallah, now. It's my humble request to you. Please repeat after me, inshallah. Let's all recite with muhabbat. Think about the reward as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanallah. You know when you hear the reward that Allah Azza wa Jal gives you for reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you just want to keep reciting it. And it's my humble request to you as well that on a daily basis, you know, alhamdulillah, we have got this mindset from our elders that we do read the tasbih. We try to read the tasbih. If you don't, then please get tasbih and read tasbih on a daily basis. Do some zikr of Allah. That every day I will try to at least recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Maybe let's say 25 times, 50 times, 100 times. Give yourself a target. And you know, it's my humble request to you. You know, if you're going to recite it, then actually find out how, you know, like the target, let's say you set yourself a target of 112 times. Find out on your calculator, 76,000 times, times by 112. You know, when you see the number on your screen, it'll be more than 8 million. It'll give you happiness that by me reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 112 times, I will get more than 8 million good deeds. My 8 million sins will be forgiven and my rank will be elevated by 8 million times. So dear viewers, make an intention, inshallah. Every day we will try to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And the reason why One of the reasons why we recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every permissible action is that it's mentioned by Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. He has stated that when Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was revealed, the clouds, they rushed towards the east, the winds, they became still. And it's mentioned that the devils, they were stoned from the sky. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, listen to this, inshallah, a beautiful saying, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal said, I swear by my honor and majesty, I will bless the thing which Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is recited prior. Meaning anything that you start, a permissible action, you start and you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before that permissible action, it's a custom made by Allah that inshallah Allah will bless that particular action. So dear viewers, it's my humble request to you, anything you do, literally anything you do, you're about to eat something, you're about to drink something, you're about to pick something up, you're about to put something down, you're about to take your clothes off, you're about to wear your clothes, you're about to open the door, you're about to close the door, before driving, after you have drove, before opening your car door, closing your car door, opening your door of your home, closing the door of your home, entering your home, every permissible action, do one action inshallah, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And you know, when you're about to, one another Madani pool that I will give you inshallah, normally we use computers on a daily basis. Before you switch on your computer, say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You're about to log in inshallah, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You're about to start a task, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Every action that you are about to start inshallah, every permissible action, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, let me mention the narration to you again, that Allah Azza wa Jalla said, that I swear by my honor and majesty, I will bless the thing with which Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is recited. So dear viewers, keep reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you will see blessings in this world, and you will see blessings in the hereafter, inshallah. And there's another thing that I'll mention here, and there's no need to get scared, because the next thing that I will mention, maybe it might give a fright to someone, but there's no need to get frightened. It's mentioned that the jinns, they use our things. Again, no need to get scared, inshallah, because I will give you the solution to this as well. It's mentioned that the jinns, they use our stuff. But when you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before an action, inshallah, the jinns will not partake in your actions, inshallah. They will not use your things. It's mentioned in narration that whenever you open the door, close the door, whenever you open the window, close the cupboard, try to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, because the evil jinns, they will not be able to enter your home and they will not be able to steal or use your things, inshallah. So if you do not want the jinns to use your things, you don't want them to enter your home, then before every action you do, keep reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before you enter your home, inshallah, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The evil jinns, they will not be able to come to your home, and also at the same time, they will not be able to steal your things. You know, sometimes we put stuff down, we can't find it, we never find it. Before putting stuff down, before picking it up, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, they will not be able to use your stuff, and they will not be able to steal your stuff, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. One beautiful narration that I'll mention, and it's written in the beautiful book published by Maktabat al-Madina of Amir al-Sunnat, Blessings of Bismillah. And it's my humble request to you, this book is available at your local Maktabat al-Madina. And also, if you log on to www.dawatislami.net, under the book section, you will find this book, Blessings of Bismillah. It's a very lengthy book, but it's a beautiful book. Seriously, it's a beautiful book that will motivate you to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before every action, inshallah. It's mentioned in this beautiful book that once two shaitans, they met. Now, one of the shaitans, he was a fat shaitan. He was a fat shaitan. And the other one, he was a skinny one. Now, the fat one, he said to the skinny one, that, tell me one thing. How come you are so skinny? Why are you so weak? Why are you in this situation? And you know, the skinny shaitan, the weak one, he replied and he said that I am with such a person that before he starts any action, before he enters his home, before he drinks anything, before he eats anything, he recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So I am not able to enter his home, first of all, and at the same time, I'm not able to eat with him, I'm not able to drink with him. Allahu Akbar. So the skinny one, the weak one, he said to the fat one, said, listen, why are you so fat? I've told you the reason why I'm so weak and I'm so skinny. Why are you so fat? He replied, the fat one replied, that I am with such a person that before he starts any permissible action, before he eats, before he drinks, before he enters his home, he does not recite Bismillah. Which means that I am able to enter his home, I am able to eat with him, and I am able to drink with him as well. Allahu Akbar. Few things that we learn from this parable, inshallah, that shaitan, he is our open enemy. So dear viewers, your enemy shaitan, first of all, don't let him enter your house. If you don't want him to enter your home, then before you enter your home, inshallah, each time you enter your home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before you're about to eat or drink, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And before we move forward with the topic in regards to eating and drinking, there's one Madani pool that I will give you, inshallah. We're people that we forget on a regular basis. We try something, then we forget, then we try again, and then we forget, then we try again, and then we forget. May Allah give us istiqamah, give us steadfastness. But one way that I can tell you that will motivate you, inshallah, to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, if you don't want shaitan to enter your home, we have learned that we must recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But there's one way that we can keep reminding ourselves. From Maktabat al-Madina, from the official publishing department of Dawat Islami, you will be able to get stickers. Stick one of these stickers that say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim outside your front door. Now, what's going to happen is, each time you're about to enter your home, you will see this sticker, and this will remind you to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then when you're about to eat, you know the place that we eat in our home, we should try to put a sticker there as well, that whenever we see this sticker, this will motivate us to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So this is a way that inshallah will keep reminding us to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, so today, in today's office of Sofa, we have been talking about the blessings of Bismillah, the reward that we get for Bismillah, inshallah. I hope so this has motivated you to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inshallah, as tasbih as well, but especially before any permissible action, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Another narration that I'll mention about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. It's mentioned that one Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he was passing by a graveyard. And in one particular grave, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the prophets of Allah, they know the knowledge of the unseen. So the Prophet Isa alayhi salam is mentioned that he seen one grave. That azab, the punishment of Allah was happening in that grave. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he passed by that grave, and after some time, he came back to that grave. All of a sudden, alhamdulillah, the doors of Jannah were open for that person, alhamdulillah. And he was no longer having azab in his grave. He was no longer having punishment in his grave. So he asked Allah, Ya Allah Azawajal, some a while back, I passed this grave. And I've seen that azab was happening in this grave. But today I'm seeing that alhamdulillah, there's no longer any azab happening in this grave. What's the reason for this? Look at the beautiful response by Allah. Allah replied that, oh Isa alayhi salam, this person, he was a very sinful person. This is why he was being punished in his grave. But what happened was, when this person passed away, prior to him passing away, he left his wife pregnant. And today, his child has entered the madrasa for the first time. Today, when entering the madrasa, he was taught to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, Allah says that I have shyness, I have haya to punish the man under the earth whose son is mentioning my name upon the earth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, this person who was being punished in his grave, Alhamdulillah, the punishment was lifted from him. Why? What's the reason for this? Because his child recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on top of the earth. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Two Madani pools that I would like to mention after mentioning this particular parable, this particular narration. First of all, we should try to make our children pious. We should try to give them a good upbringing. Because any time, it is going to happen, any time we are going to enter our grave. Now it comes in narrations that the good deeds of the children will continue to benefit their fathers and their mothers in the grave. So if we leave our children, we leave this world and they're performing good deeds, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah, them performing good deeds will continue to benefit us in our grave. So inshallah, make an intention, inshallah, try to make your child an hafiz of the Holy Quran. Make him a scholar of the deen, make him an alim e deen, inshallah. Make him a mufti of Islam, if possible, inshallah. Don't lose hope. Try to make him one of these, inshallah, when you enter your grave, inshallah. Inshallah, your children's good deeds will continue to benefit you, inshallah. But the second Madani pool that I would like to mention here is our children. You know, when they are young, We teach them many other things, unfortunately, in today's day and age. They are taught many other things, but they are not taught to do the zikr of Allah. They are not taught to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, it's my humble request to you. Try to teach them the zikr of Allah, inshallah. Because whatever you teach them at this age, this will continue to stay with them for the rest of their lives, inshallah. If they now become into the habit of reciting Wudu Park, doing the zikr of Allah, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then inshallah, their whole lifetime, they will continue to act upon this, inshallah. Even if you enter your grave, they will continue to benefit you in your grave, inshallah. And there's another thing that I would like to say. Today we have heard, alhamdulillah, that before any permissible action, we will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, we need to make a habit of this. You know, the starting is always difficult, but it's mentioned by the medical experts that to form a habit, it takes approximately 21 to 30 days. And that for that habit to become second nature to us, it takes approximately 60 days to 70 days. So for the next 2-3 months, inshallah, try very hard, inshallah, azawajal, before doing anything, inshallah, any permissible action, you will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And inshallah, very soon, this habit will become second nature to you. And each time that you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, let me repeat that first narration to you again. 76,000 good deeds for you, 76,000 sins forgiven, and your rank will be elevated by 76,000 times, inshallah. Think to yourself, how many times you enter your home? Let's say 5 times every day you go out, you come back home. You enter your home 5 times in a day. You recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, the shaitan will be left outside. And then do 76,000 times by 5 on your calculator. You will be surprised to know that I will get this much good deeds. This much of my sins will be forgiven. And this number, inshallah, my ranks will be elevated in the court of Allah. I mentioned at the start that I will also mention that when are you not allowed to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? Another time that you are not allowed to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim should only be recited before a permissible action. It is not allowed to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before an impermissible action. Now, for example, one person, mazallah, may Allah protect this, a person is about to drink alcohol. Mazallah, at that time he will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is not allowed. So, this is not allowed in Islam. And also, in regards to Bismillah, I'd like to finish on one beautiful narration, inshallah. On a daily basis, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. We read 5 times namaz on a daily basis, alhamdulillah. And 5 times a day, we do wudu as well. We perform ablution. Let me tell you one madani pool, inshallah. It's mentioned, if you just do your wudu, then inshallah, you will be rewarded for that. If you recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah before performing wudu, literally just saying Bismillahi walhamdulillah, literally 3 seconds job. You recite this before performing wudu, your whole body from head to toe will be purified. If you don't recite Bismillah before performing wudu, only those parts that you wash will become purified. If you recite Bismillahi walhamdulillah before performing wudu, inshallah, your whole body from head to toe will get purified. But there's one madani pool that I like to mention here. Normally in our homes, what is the scenario? Is that the toilet and the basin, the sink, is in the same area. So if this is the case, then before you enter the bathroom, before you enter that particular area, you must recite Bismillah before that, not whilst you are in that particular area. So dear viewers, inshallah, after today's episode, I hope so, inshallah, that this has motivated us to recite Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.